This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
With the 22nd pick, the New England Patriots select.
Now, here to preview the prospect are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Well, the open is sort of right. There's one writer from Patriots Football Weekly here, Andy Hart, for another Patriots.com podcast. March 24th, Gillette Stadium. And with some of the other boys, a little wounded at this point, we've had to go to the bullpen, go deep on the depth chart. And I mean deep. I mean Matthew Slater, Kyle Arrington deep.
Oh.
Brian Lowe from Patriots.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Patriots.com. Patriots
20 seconds in, I'm getting pummeled
today
from every angle.
Well, that was yourself commenting.
He didn't have to bring that up right now, though, did he?
But, Bilo, you're part
of
the family.
You said it, not me.
You're part of the family.
Oh, now I'm part of the family.
You're part of the family. That's what we do here on Patriots.com.
I truly feel welcome. No, it's good to be here.
And you're going to help me break down a couple positions of need for the New England Patriots.
Sure.
Clearly, we are going to talk about the wide receivers, which, with the Wes Welker injury, the Randy Moss age, kind of a need. And tight end, even though today officially announced Algie Crumpler has joined the New England Patriots. Still a bit of a need at the tight end spot,
certainly,
both short and long term.
Certainly.
So we'll start with the wide receivers, which is always an interesting position in the draft because, first of all, it's a position where as many players come off the board as at any other position. Mm-hmm. According to our friends over at NFL Draft Scout, they have 36 players rated with a potential draftable grade in the seven rounds of the draft. And every year you see 10, 20, 30. They just come off the board in bunches. But every year, there are busts early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are guys in the third, fourth, fifth round that are surprise contributors. But we'll start at the top of the draft with a guy who pretty much unanimously the top talent in the draft at wide receiver, Oklahoma State's Dez Bryant. But a lot of baggage, a lot of issues. Suspended last year because he lied to NCAA investigators about his relationship to Deion Sanders, and obviously didn't play, but has the great skills, the size at 6'2", 225. What are your thoughts on him as a top-end prospect? Maybe not a Patriot, but a high-end prospect.
Well, I'll just say this. There's a reason why the wide receiver position gets dubbed the diva position, and I just think that with as much talent and NFL-ready caliber talent that there seems to be in this year's draft, I think you see some of this diva quality in a lot of these guys, and I think Dez Bryant is right there. I mean, in watching what he's been able to do, I mean, he is an elite talent at wide receiver. He's got an NFL body. I feel like he can go over the middle just as much as he can go outside. He's got good size, and he has some ability in the return game, and certainly a team in the top 15 or 20 will pounce on him, and rightfully so. He's that talented. But you've got to question some of these character, some of these decisions that some of these players are making, and you know you can rebound from these immaturity decisions. But I think Bryant has got all the physical qualities that you need in a receiver.
Yeah, the only thing I would question, I'm not sure yet, I've heard Randy Moss, the comparison to Randy Moss, both I think because of maybe some of the immaturities and the fact that he could slip a little lower in the draft like Moss did, but also the build and the size, the potential. The one thing I'll say is I don't think he has Moss-like hands. You know, we've all seen how soft Randy Moss's hands are. I'm not sure Dez Bryant's hands are that soft. And like you, I have my hesitations. I think he could be next in the line of the wide receiver busts.
Yeah.
I really do. I agree with you. Some team will have to take him in the top 15. Whether they regret it or not, we'll find out in a year, two, 3 years. Moving on down the list, the next guy is an intriguing prospect, not just for the talent, but I think for the Patriots, Golden Tate.
And I think he is not one of these diva guys.
I agree.
I get the sense that this is a hardworking kid. This is a guy who, you know, he's got like, you know, this. He's not the biggest guy. He's not over 6 feet, I think. But he's shifty. He uses his size well, I think. And in watching some of the film on him, I could see him running these types of plays. No coincidence that he comes from Notre Dame. Bubble screens. You know, he can catch the ball. You know, he can run these screens that you see Wes Welker run and stuff like that. I agree with you. I think he could be the right fit.
And obviously, because of the Weiss system, you would at least hope that be a quicker transition.
Absolutely.
And this team probably needs a young receiver to come in and try to contribute right away. Maybe Tate's that guy. His stock has been on the rise, so I think maybe if you're going to get him, it's going to be in the first round or at the very least trade up to the very top of the second round, somewhere in there. I think he is an intriguing prospect, and I think it was Michael Lombardi at the NFL Combine when we were there said he was Wes Welker quick with breakaway speed. Obviously, if you can really get that on a football field, you're doing okay.
He did get a lot of praise at the combine.
Yeah. You know, I think that speaks of kind of the juxtaposition between Dez Bryant and Golden Tate and what they bring to the table.
Right.
A few other guys that are next in line on the on the high-end rankings. The only other guy that Draft Scout has potentially going in the first round is Demaryius Thomas out of Georgia Tech, yep. And his kind of comes with a red flag asterisk because he broke his foot, so he hasn't really worked out, been able to do anything this spring. But I think both you and I agree that he is an intriguing talent.
No question.
And maybe the value will be there because of the foot. Maybe he drops a little. You can get the kind of the Brandon Tate thing from a year ago where
right.
you get high-end talent, but an injury pushes him down.
Right, and big guy. He's 6'3". I think he's got long strides. He's really good after the catch. Liked him a lot. Damian Williams is the guy, though, that to me, of this second tier of guys, I think is might be the most intriguing prospect. Love what he could do after the catch. Very explosive guy out of USC. There's that USC stigma, though, with some of these guys.
Yes.
You know, we've seen, obviously, Mike Williams and
Kerry
Colbert. So there's a bit of a stigma there, but I loved what he was able to do. And he'd be a guy, talent-wise, that I think is right there in that Patriots range among this next group. And I'm sure you're going to bring up Brandon LaFell, Aurelius Ben, guys like that who are intriguing as well. Damian Williams stood out to me.
I'm a big Williams fan. I do think, you have that Trojan fear in your head of that he might not work out, but it is sort of a pro-style offense. You got pro coaching from Pete Carroll. I'm intrigued by his prospects. I'm intrigued by Thomas. Ben kind of had a dip last year. I think he surprised some people coming out. Wasn't in love with anything he's done, but obviously a physically gifted guy. LaFell is a big guy, 6'3", 210 pounds. And Dexter McCluster is a guy I want to mention because he's a running back slash wide receiver. He said at the combine that the Patriots, when they had talked to him, put him up on the board and asked him to draw out plays out of the slot as a receiver.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on him?
Well, I agree with you. He was very intriguing at the combine. I know we both thought so. And I think he's just kind of in that category of playmaker. They need offensive playmakers, and they need a guy, like you said, who is able to run the plays, not just straight line speed as on a go route, not just be a running, but a guy who they could bring in and figure out exactly where he could be best utilized on offense, because I think he's got some real good explosive talent offensively. Very intriguing. I agree with you. I know you were very high on him.
Now, as we get down to the middle rounds, third, fourth round type grades, there's actually a lot of names that a lot of Patriots fans are familiar with. We've gotten a lot of emails, PFW in progress. Minnesota's Eric Decker. Clemson's Jacoby Ford kind of came out of nowhere and surprised people with a real fast 40 time at the combine. Kind of played second fiddle to C.J. Spiller for Clemson. Jordan Shipley is obviously a name everyone knows from Texas. What are your thoughts? Marty Gilliard out of Cincinnati, another guy in that mold. Specifically, let's start with that group, but start with Jordan Shipley because I think he's an intriguing guy.
Absolutely. Love the way, I think he's a really crisp route runner, which I think is important. I think he's, he's got some explosive returning ability. I get the sense that he wasn't an elite guy after the catch, but I like him as a possession receiver. Another one that stood out to me was Jeremy Williams, Tulane, who I think is a real good possession receiver, elusive. And I think he maybe was a little more raw when it comes to running routes is the sense that I got, but I liked him a lot. Like Marty Gilliard, and I know, just in watching some of the footage on him, it seemed like he had really good production at Cincinnati in some bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to figure that isn't the number one factor, but that's got to be something. If you're a guy who has proven in college that you can be productive in bad weather, it doesn't mean that guys who haven't been productive in bad weather can't do it, but if he's done it, I think that stands out. So I liked him a lot. I'll just throw another guy out there, and I know he's got all kinds of question marks as far as character. He's had an arrest and suspension. Desmond Briscoe on the field. I think he's an elite talent. I got the sense that he could be a second-round talent, but he's got a lot of question marks. But I'll throw him out there as well.
He's interesting. I just want to get back to Shipley for a minute because I have to be honest. I went into watching the video of him kind of predisposed to hate him. I don't know why, but I've never been a big fan. I wasn't a big fan at the combine. Mm-hmm. I thought he had a lot of attitude in the way he presented himself to the media. But you look at him and you just say, he can help you.
Yeah.
He's not super fast. I don't think he's as quick as Wes Welker. I don't think he does anything at an elite level. I saw somewhere a quote attributed to a scout that said, you're going to want to cut him virtually every time you see him, but then he's going to make plays for you. You'll never be able to cut him and he'll make plays. That sounds like a Patriot to me. It just feels like a Patriot. Not the prettiest thing, but at the end of the day, He's the all-time high school leader in catches in the state of Texas, and we all know the talent that's come out of that state. He was very productive over his career, even though he battled some injuries at Texas. You just feel like he's in that line of he can be a productive pro.
And let's just be honest. The way I think the Patriots operate is we're talking about all these elite talents, and they're probably not looking at those guys. And I always kind of laugh at, you know, every offseason. It's like, okay, what are the positions that we think they need the most? And this year, certainly wide receiver is one of them. Well, so far, the only way they've addressed it is David Patton, and maybe we've overanalyzed this and said, you know what, they need three or four receivers capable of playing this year, and they're not going to end up going, they'll take a receiver in the fifth or sixth round. That's just kind of the way they operate. So that being said, I think a guy like Jordan Shipley or a guy that's third round or later, guys that are, you know, not these explosive diva types of talents, and Golden Tate might be the exception here, but I think we're probably better off looking at the Marty Gilliard types, the Jeremy Williams, the you know, Jordan Shipley's, the guys in the third to fifth round as the guys who are Patriots targets.
Okay, two last guys I want to throw before we throw out there before we wrap up wide receivers. One's a local guy, Marcus Easley, UConn. I like him from, you know, we've watched a number of UConn games kind of on the road and as we go through the year on Saturdays. I'm intrigued by him. Not overly productive, kind of came out of nowhere as a senior. I like what I saw from him. And another guy is Andre Roberts out of the Citadel, a punt returner. Yep. And I think that's intriguing because people forget that Wes Welker was your main punt returner. And with him injured, you're going to need somebody to step into that role. I know Kevin Falk has filled it in the past, but certainly not the most explosive player from that position, sure-handed. But maybe they look at a guy who can contribute a little bit as a receiver and be a punt returner. I know Brandon Tate may be in that conversation. Darius Butler may be in that conversation. But I wouldn't underestimate the value of the return game as they look to fill some of these receiver slots and what some of these guys can do in that area.
There's no question. Kickoff and punt return, I think, are question marks going into 2010 for the Patriots. And I think when you look at running backs, wide receivers, and probably defensive backs in the draft, if you're looking for a young, explosive guy, that's where to go. I'll just throw out one other name that caught my eye. I liked much better what he did on tape than when I read about him, and that's Shea Hodge out of Mississippi. Not sure what you thought about him. He was a guy who I really knew nothing really about until I started looking at him. Thought he was really good after the catch. Worked hard to get over. Open. He was a guy who it didn't seem like, you know, it didn't seem like he was just getting open and had tons of room. He worked hard to get open, worked hard to get the ball. His name just caught my eye late in the draft, Shea Hodge out of Mississippi.
Sure. I liked him. Reading my notes here. Fights for plays, gets open, good football speed, adjust to the ball, and I was really impressed. I thought he used his body well to shield defenders, to put himself between the ball and the defensive back so that he could make the play.
6-foot guy, he's not a huge guy, but he's got, it seemed like he used his size well.
Okay, so give me a name. Give me a name, a wide receiver. Patriots now have 12 picks now that they've received the compensatory picks, which if you hadn't heard, there's a sixth round pick there and 3/7. Give me a name, a wide receiver who will be a New England Patriot at the conclusion of the Saturday of the draft, the three-day draft bonanza.
I'm going to say Jeremy Williams, Tulane. I don't know. Liked him on tape. And again, I look at wide receivers specifically, a position where the guy or the guys that they end up getting are not going to be the guys at the top of the list that you think they're going to take. I like Jeremy Williams. I'll tell you what, and let me just throw out one more name. Don't want to keep doing this. Denario Alexander is another one who's coming off an injury, and there's a bunch of these guys coming off an injury. Just another guy, good route runner. He was tall. He's tall. He's like 6'4", one of the bigger receivers out there, Missouri guy, and he's coming off, I think he had a knee operation recently, but he was another guy that stood out to me. But I like Jeremy Williams, and then I'll throw out Shea Hodge as a seventh-round guy, too.
I'm going to throw out one name. I'm going to keep it local, keep it UConn. Marcus Easley, I'm going to say, will be a Patriot.
The big Easley, I think
he's got the size. Had a surprising 40 time, a little faster than I think a lot of people thought he was. Was productive last year, and in my opinion, in not a very good offense that lacked good quarterback play. I think he's a local guy that could make, you know, Darius Butler immediately have a friend on the team. I like the idea. Keep him local.
That's an important point that you brought up about the quarterback. Sometimes we watch these, you watch these wide receivers, and one thing that I always try to keep in mind is who's their quarterback. If they have an elite quarterback, I'm not saying you knock them down a peg, but you say, okay, well, maybe it's the quarterback making the receiver look good. When you see a receiver with great production doing really well when they don't have an elite quarterback, you got to raise their profile a little
bit. Bilo, you must be a professional because that's the perfect segue into the tight end position.
Here we go.
The first guy listed on many boards is Oklahoma's Jermaine Gresham.
That's right.
An injured guy coming off a knee injury, but the first thing that jumped off the tape to me was Sam Bradford putting the ball in perfect position every time Gresham caught the football. It was always in position to make plays. I personally don't believe that Gresham is the greatest athlete that you've ever seen. I don't think he's. I don't even think he's in the Ben Watson mold in terms of athlete or the Vernon Davis, some of those freaks. And I thought Bradford made him look better than he was, which is, in my opinion, why the next guy on the list, Rob Gronkowski out of Arizona, another injured guy coming, missed last year with a back injury, which scares the hell out of me. But to me, he is the best all-around tight end talent in this draft. What do you think?
Couldn't agree with you more. I thought Jermaine Gresham, you know, I did think he was a very good athlete at the tight end position, but I wasn't in love with him as a top 15 in the draft kind of guy. Rob Gronkowski, to me, he's tough to bring down, high energy kind of guy, works hard to get open, works hard to get the ball. I think he's a good blocker as well. He just seemed really fluid and fast in the way he ran with the ball and to get open, especially for his size. And he's, 6'6", 265 is what he's listed at. Just great size. Couldn't agree
fluid,
more.
Great word. Fluid. He looks good. Yeah. You watch him, you just say, that guy's smooth. He is a smooth tight end.
Yep.
And I think one of the things that plays into that, his hands, to me, were as soft as any guy I watched, either a receiver or a tight end. I thought he made catching the ball look very easy. And around here, at least, we're not used to that. We've seen some guys that at the tight end position, Daniel Graham, Ben Watson, that kind of fight the ball a little bit, have troubles. You watch Gronkowski, it just hits his hand, and it's like butter. It's in his hands.
And I personally think there's a better chance the Patriots take a tight end than a wide receiver with those first four, with one of those first four picks. And I think Gronkowski is the perfect guy. You nailed it, though, about the injury. I mean, that's a massive red flag. And there's a chance that, for all we know, teams like the Patriots and others have just crossed him off the list entirely because of that back injury. And that's not like...
I'm
not a doctor either. You're right. We should consult the doctors, but back injury is not something to fool around with. But among the elite tier of tight ends... Among the elite tier of tight ends, and we'll get to a few of the others, to me, Gronkowski is at the top of the list as far as being a Patriot.
Two things there. One, Sebastian Vollmer had a back injury. It didn't stop the Patriots from drafting him. So if they get some clearance from the medical staff, obviously they're not afraid of using a second-round pick on a guy with a back injury. It's exactly what Vollmer was. It's probably what Gronkowski will be. And that leads me to our Draft Scout rankings. A lot less tight ends come off the board in the draft. NFLDraftScout.com has 19 projected to potentially go in the seven rounds of the draft. Gresham is the only guy that they have even the possibility of going in the first round, and they list him as a 1-2. So we could go through 32 picks and see no tight ends come off the board. In that second-round grade, though, they have Gresham, Gronkowski, who we just talked about, USC's Anthony McCoy, BYU's Dennis Pitta also slides in there. Thoughts on those two guys that I added to the list there, McCoy and Pitta?
I was going to say you added three. Did you say Hernandez?
I did not say Hernandez.
Oh, you did not say. Okay, so McCoy and Pitta. To me, Aaron McCoy was a disappointment when I watched him on film out of USC. I thought he was athletic, kind of tough, but not very elusive, not a great blocker, I don't think, is what as far as what I read. Pitta, to me, stood out much more. And I know, I think I've read that the Patriots have worked out Pitta. Of course, Patriots have reportedly worked out quite a few guys. Pitta was, he stood out to me as far as good hands, good after the catch, good route runner for a tight end. He's 6'4", 245. So, the size is good, not ideal, but I liked Pitta better than McCoy. And I actually, Aaron Hernandez out of Florida and McCoy both were mildly disappointing to me overall, and especially when I consider that, to me, the Patriots, if and when they take a tight end high in the draft, I think they're looking for that guy who's a combination. He's a good receiver and a good blocker. To me, they're not going to take a guy who is only a good receiver, and they don't feel strongly about him as a blocker. I think it would be the other way around. And to me, McCoy and Hernandez just didn't cut it from the research I was doing as far as blocking.
I agree. Hernandez, I thought, was very, very disappointing.
Yeah.
He's another guy we've gotten a lot of emails on. Obviously the Florida, Urban Meyer, Bill Belichick connection. I think people are automatically assume there's a chance that something happens with that pipeline. I was not overly impressed with him. Pitta is, to me, a very interesting guy. Size, soft hands. From what I've read, again, it's hard to tell on the tape we get, but from what I've read, is a willing blocker, willing to learn, at least put some effort in there,
right,
not one of these soft guys who's only about catching passes.
And that is a huge factor for Patriots.
No question.
A guy that's coming in as a tight end, I mean, they're going to need a tight end to play on day one this year, out of this year's draft. There's no one on the open market unless, if they trade for Greg Olsen. I guess that would be the only guy that we have heard anything about that's not in this year's draft that could come in and play in week one. Algie Crumpler, listen, to me, if it was any other year and they already had some other veterans on the roster, I'd say Algie Crumpler's 50-50 to make the team. I think he makes the team because there's no one else right now, but they need a guy in this year's draft to step in day one, and that guy has to be able to block and receive.
I'm going to say something that's kind of funny right now and ironic.
You're a funny guy.
I think there are a lot of guys in this draft. Dennis Pitta would be one of them. Others, they remind me of Dave Thomas. They're not overly big. I think they put some effort in as blockers. I don't think they're overly fast, overly quick, overly athletic. They have soft hands. They all kind of remind me of the mold of Dave Thomas, who is sort of a soft spot or a sore spot with Patriots fans because he was a Patriot as recently as last summer and went on to have success with the New Orleans Saints. But I just felt like there's a lot of those guys in there, and that leads me to these mid-round guys. The kid out of Iowa, I'm not sure how to say it.
Moyaki.
Colin Peake, an Alabama guy, the Nick Saban connection, has sort of gotten a lot of play around here. In that next tier of guys, who intrigues you?
Moyaki intrigued me quite a bit, although I know he has some durability issues as well. There's a lot of guys that do. But I thought he was, I liked his build, and I thought that he's not an elite receiver, but I liked his build as far as being a blocker. He makes a catch, but not elite after the catch. Colin Peake is a real intriguing guy to me. He's not a huge guy. I think he's, 6'5"? He didn't have the same body
250,
type. 250, but the body type, you look at some of these guys, you look at these tight ends, you're like, that guy is a big body. You look at the rear end, you look at them, you're like, this guy is a blocker. Colin Peake, didn't get the same sense out of him. I think he could be a really good receiver, and I'm intrigued by the Nick Saban connection. And talking to Peake, I was talking to him at the combine, and he had glowing things to say about Bill Belichick, but about the interaction that Alabama players had with Bill Belichick. So you always kind of keep that in mind. And then Cody Slate was another guy. I don't know if you had mentioned him yet. Another one who I think is a much better receiver than blocker. And again, because of what I said, I don't think he'd be an ideal Patriots guy. But if he's available late, I think he's a guy that's kind of underrated. He's out of Marshall, underrated in this year's crop as far as being a receiver and as far as tight ends.
Just to touch on Colin Peake, I think one thing that may scare people away, he had a bad 40 time at the combine, 4.92, which is slower than some tackles at the combine. Obviously, Bruce Campbell blew people away, and when you're talking about offensive line, defensive line territory, not sure it's athletic enough to be what he is. As you said, he's not overly big, so it's not like he's this big bruising blocking guy running that speed. Guy I'm interested in, and I don't know where to go with this. You don't have a lot to work with. Is Jimmy Graham? Out of
only
Miami.
One year as a football player.
I think he only had 17 catches or
200 something yards.
I forget exactly what my notes were, but he's a guy. 17 catches, 213 yards. Did have 5 touchdowns in his 17 catches. So good red zone production there. I just look at him as we've heard Bill say in the past, where have all the great tight ends gone? They're playing power forward on the basketball court. This guy's an example of that, a 4-year player from Miami, blocked a ton of shots in his career there, not a real scorer, but obviously has some of those skills of a basketball player, 6'6", the size to be a tight end at 260, 4'6", I believe, 40 time, which is impressive for
he's actually 6'8" for a tight end.
He was 6'8", he shrunk a little recently.
But those basketball media guides to football media guides,
And even Belichick this week talked in generalities about the basketball players, but said they're a better crop this year than we've seen in the past. I just, something about it makes me feel like he's a guy the Patriots would really take a long look at.
Yeah, I guess he's probably the kind of guy that, and I agree, and listen to what Belichick said yesterday at the owners' meetings about these football players, basketball players turned football players. He's probably a guy that the Patriots would love to get their hands on and see what they could do with him. Almost along the lines of Tim Tebow, as far as a guy, you get your hands on him.
Or Julian Edelman, or these, they love to, Garrett Mills. I feel like they've drafted a number of those guys over the year that they see certain things and say, if we can mold that a little bit, we could have PK Sam. Remember when they drafted him? He was going to be the red zone target for years to come. Well, it didn't work, but that doesn't mean you stop trying.
And when you have 12 picks, as the Patriots now do, and listen, they had 12 picks last year, and I think 11 or something were on the team. They're not going to have room on the roster for all 12. You bring in some guys that are projects. Now, part of the problem, and maybe this isn't as much of a problem as we think, they don't even have a tight ends coach right now. So if they bring in project at tight end, there's some, how exactly are they developing him? But Jimmy Graham's intriguing. I don't look at him as a guy that the Patriots would be wildly interested in, because I just don't see him as a blocker right away. Too much of a project there, but certainly intrigue, certainly intriguing.
Okay, we'll wrap this one up the way we wrapped up wide receivers. Give me a name. I think we both agree the Patriots will draft a tight end.
Yeah, I really like Gronkowski. I know you do too, and I will say that they'll take Gronkowski in the second round.
I'm going to have to agree with you because I think the value is going to be there, assuming that they got a good grade from the doctors at the combine, and we know we've all heard that that's one of the major aspects of the combine now is getting these guys tested, see all your doctors there, everybody gets to look at every test. If they get a healthy grade on him, I think he makes a lot of sense in the second round. You have the 3 second-round picks. If you have to, you have the ammo to move up a couple spots if you think he's going to be off the board by the time whichever pick you're considering him, he comes into play. I really think Gronkowski would be a nice fit, and I think Tom Brady would love him. I think he would throw passes to him and say, wow, that's what it's like to have a tight end who it just hits his hand. It's like Velcro, and it's smooth.
Yep, and I think they're going to take more than one tight end in this draft without question. And I think Colin Peake is a guy I'm very intrigued by. And then one other guy later on, Michael Palmer out of Clemson. You know, underrated guy. He's a guy who's probably, I don't know, listed as a 6th, 7th round guy. Just lean, athletic, gets open. I don't think he had wild production at Clemson, but pretty good. Just another name as we're looking at footage. You know, I don't think either one of us are the guys that, you know, during the college football season, we're watching these players week in and week out. But in looking at some footage and reading about him, Michael Palmer at Clemson as a late round guy. So I really think the Patriots are going to come out of this draft with 2 tight ends.
Now, I know sometimes Patriots fans say, uh-oh, when the Patriots draft a tight end. Because it doesn't always work out, and they've done it often over the years. This time, if they draft Illinois' Michael
Humanawani or something?
Humanawawi, yeah, whatever it is. His nickname is actually Uh-Oh, so it would be appropriate if fans said Uh-Oh with a late-round pick. Had an ankle injury, big boy, 6'4", 270 almost, kind of a blocker, helps out a little bit in the passing game. Keep an eye on him, and I'm going to continue with my lust for Jimmy Graham. I want a big basketball athlete on the field. Michael Lombardi said at the Combine, this is now basketball on grass. What better way to win basketball on grass than have a basketball player on your
team? An ACC guy.
Moss is a former basketball player. Add Jimmy Graham to the mix. Brady's kind of your point guard, I guess.
He's a catcher. The basketball players will outweigh the former
guys,
baseball
always
players.
Always going to be a wet blanket on everything.
There you go.
That's Brian Lowe, the ultimate wet blanket, but helping us out here on a Patriots.com podcast as we review the prospects for the upcoming draft. But we also preview the draft since it hasn't happened yet. It's one of those quirky, crazy things we do here at Patriots.com each and every Wednesday. Next week, I can't say exactly who will be joining me, but I do know I'll be here.
I'll be ready in the pen, as always.
Philo will be ready in the pen, and we'll be talking about the offensive line, the most exciting position in football. At least that's what Dante Scarnecchia told me.
So.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.